hate the things we say. Yeah, I know I'm vile. See you later, alligator and the wild pedophile.
Oh.
Oh. That is a good one.
CDJ, episode 52, questionable, but I think it's 52. We're a year in, boys. Welcome back.
Yes, this is a big one. 1 year.
Hell yeah.
I'm Chuck.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Nobody heard me. I'm Chuck.
I'm Don.
And I'm Jesse. We already got two bloopers for one episode, 1 year.
We're on fire, guys.
Sorry, Donnie. I had to come for the pedophile line today to start it off.
It's okay. It's completely understandable. Obviously, you look at social media and it's filled with posts regarding that topic that we touched on last week and that you just brought up to start this week off. So, I don't know. Where do you boys want to go from here?
Well, I know we talked a lot last week, but it seems to be going viral across media more and more. But I feel like this is not any more information than there already was a month ago, and people just seem to be talking about it more, I guess.
No, like obviously, you know, we touched on, you know, how, like, Tom Hanks did become an official resident in Greece and stuff like that. But I feel like the Giselle Maxwell case is going to be heating up soon. And I feel like she's going to, you know, really, you know what I mean, present some damning evidence. And they're talking about, like, people that are on the flight logs on a regular basis and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be interesting these next couple months. I feel like a lot of people are going to get exposed for some
doc
shit.
I'm very confused by it all because I understand, like, people can't even keep under wraps if they fucking sneeze at night. Like, so I just don't understand with all, like, say Tom Hanks, for example. I don't understand how there's a million people around him, friends, family, his wife. His wife isn't going to say anything about him fucking going to Germany to touch little kids or whatever. I just don't understand how you would keep something so big under wraps for so long.
The thing is, like, there's an ass for every seat. You know, like, his wife could be just as big of a piece of shit as he is. And she's getting millions of dollars from being his wife. So that might be enough money for her to keep her fucking mouth shut and turn a blind eye to this shit.
Yeah, I just feel like in today's day and age, I don't understand how you could keep something that like that under wraps. And in my eyes, like, I've had parties at my house. I did drugs. Didn't mean everybody else in the house was doing drugs. So, I mean, they will find out eventually. Or will they not? I mean, this shit's been under wraps in the courts for years. So it doesn't mean just because this girl's going to go to fucking trial, it's all going to come out and be true. How viable of a person is she going to be on the stand?
What's the trend that's going on right now? Epstein hung himself, right? In prison. All right. Besides that, you also got, well, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. Obviously, like we talked about, Tom Hanks moving to Greece where pedophilia is a recognized medical condition.
If I was rich, I would move to Greece too.
He moved there and supposedly, you know what I mean? It's a medical condition. It's considered over there. But besides that, right, three guys were working on a documentary called Save the Children. You know who they are?
Yeah, one was Anthony Bourdain.
Yep. Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell. Those three were all working on that documentary and all three hung themselves. This ain't like fucking coincidence.
That's coincidence as far as I'm concerned.
No.
That's like saying, so this is like,
Before it gets released, they're working on something that's going to expose Hollywood's elite and then they all hang themselves.
But they're already exposed, aren't they?
Huh?
Aren't they already exposed?
No,
Everyone's talking about it.
Now they're starting to get exposed.
I feel like this has been going on for, I just had a memory come up for a year ago. This has been already going on. It's like they've already been exposed. We've been talking round and round now at this point.
No, they would have been even more exposed think about it. If there was a whole documentary with evidence, damning evidence that was already on Netflix or something, then they would be really fucking exposed. Now we're still trying to figure out the exact details of this case. I just feel like it's something you can't ignore. Like, look at how many pedophiles are in fucking West Warwick, for Christ's sakes. We're going to act like there's not pedophiles in Hollywood. Some actors and some of the most rich, famous people are the most fucked up people you'll ever meet in your life. Politicians,
what happened with West Warwick, if
that's politicians
the case.
Are the most fucked up people you will ever meet in your life. Am I wrong? Every single one of them is a fucking liar. They're all fucking sick. They're all twisted.
And this is just like, the point I'm seeing in all this is just like if someone had the one friend that was the cool guy. If someone on an island I knew, I'd be going to it. That doesn't mean I was fucking raping little kids.
You don't think he's the only
all
person?
All rich people hang out together. We're not rich. We all hang out together.
But they don't all hang out together. They really don't.
They all go to the same island. What are you talking about?
Not all of them.
They're all grouped together in this. That's what everybody keeps saying. It's a whole group of them.
Yeah, it is. It's a group of them.
So there you go. They hang out together.
But you're talking about a group of maybe 10% of, you know, fucking God only knows how many people out there. You know, they're not all hanging together. It's certain celebrities, certain politicians, and shit like that. Obviously, shit's divided. Like, you got different, like, people that roll with different politicians, different people that roll with different groups, just like fucking high school. Just like high school. You got certain people that sit at different tables. That's how it is in Hollywood, too. The scumbags hang out with the fucking scumbags. They're going to a fucking party to fucking rape children and shit.
And like I just said, just because everybody, there's always one person in a group that could be a scumbag. We could all hang out with the same person for 20 years. All of a sudden, they say the guy's a child molester. Does that mean we're child molesters?
There's evidence against Spacey, who's already been arrested.
All right, so even out of the whole group, there's three, four. Huh? Out of the whole group, that's not all of them. They don't all have all these accusations.
But the thing is, you got people coming forward now that have dealt with it. You got different people that are saying, like, even like, for instance, I'm not a fan of him, but Justin Bieber, he's somebody who dealt with it as a kid in Hollywood, supposedly. There's a lot of people that are starting to open their mouths now because this is all getting brought to the media's attention. And this has been going on for years. There was people doing it before fucking Epstein had his fucking island. It was still going on, but now that when Epstein had his island, it just made it easier, and it was more on the hush until he got fucking caught for it, and then everybody panics. Tom Hanks is going to go off the fucking grease.
I don't know why the Tom Hanks, everybody keeps saying
I just don't.
If I was rich, I'd move out of the country, too. Look at all the bullshit.
I think it's fucked up that somebody just posted a picture with, like, a bunch of celebrities in it. It wasn't even, like, a real picture. It was just a bunch of faces on it. Now, with no facts behind every single one of those pictures, maybe a couple of them, now people who are uneducated, who are just on Facebook, are just like, oh, look, Robin Williams was at the island. Mike Tyson was at the island. Christy Brinkley was at the island. Like, I need evidence before I start calling out people. And I'm not saying that these people aren't bad people. They might be. But I don't have the evidence. And these fucking people on the internet think that they have the evidence because they watched the same fucking Netflix documentary that everybody else can watch.
I agree to a certain extent. I believe it's the people that they're looking at in the flood. Like, honestly, most of those people that are on those pictures, a lot of them probably didn't do anything. You know what I mean? They're looking, they just put everybody that was on the flight log in those fucking pictures. You could go like once or twice, all right. But if you're going like fucking 30 times in a fucking year, then there's a problem.
I don't see any problem in that. If you know someone that owns an island, you go to the island. I don't see why that's weird. You're rich. I'd go there too.
Do you think going to that island, you know,
to get away from everything, I would absolutely go. That's what everybody's trying to do, going there. Get away from all the fucking assholes that point fingers at everybody for no reason.
The reality... No, there is a reason. Epstein got
there
fucking...
There is none. No one has any reason. There's no proven
Epstein
reason other than him. That's the only one.
Yes, but if you're that deep-rooted... The Clintons are so deep-rooted with that fucking guy. The Clintons are the most fucked up people in this country, all right? So, like, if you got him who went to fucking prison for that and then hung himself, and then you get these other people that are trying to expose everybody in Hollywood, you know, for this shit, and they're mysteriously hanging themselves as well. Come on, it's not just a big conspiracy theory. This is real life, and it's something we can't ignore. There's pedophiles everywhere we look. Like I said, there's over 1,000 of them in Providence alone.
You're gonna like make yourself sick over this. Think pedophiles about everywhere we look. Like, I don't know. It's just like it's stressing yourself out about stuff that, I mean, I don't know what you do for a living, but I'm a bartender. I can't do anything about this shit.
Well, when you have a daughter, it's a little bit different, and you don't have your daughter. I don't have my daughter 24/7, so I can't protect her at all times.
No,
you know what
I
mean? That's the reality of it. As a parent, you think about it differently, 100%, and nobody's going to tell me otherwise. Everybody I know that's a parent is freaked out by the fact that you got fucking pedophiles that go to prison for molesting a child and getting out in less than 2 years. And they get put into a community, and the best they do is send you a piece of paper. Oh, you got a pedophile living fucking
not,
two blocks
and
away
I'm not
from
trying,
you.
I'm not
That's
trying
how
to
it
make
works.
It
That's the reality of it. They get out of prison in a year to 2 years most of the time, and they are protected while they're in prison. Another fact, talk to anybody you know that works in the ACI. They put the pedophiles completely separate from the other prisoners so they don't get their heads fucking caved in.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Facts.
But I think in some light, some kids might be better off with pedophiles than their actual fucking parents they're walking around with today. Because people shouldn't be allowed to have fucking children. But
that's pretty
I'm just saying,
up.
Dude.
Yeah, no, who shouldn't be able to have children? Pedophiles. Pedophiles shouldn't be able to have children.
I, I just think they release this stuff and they make people that like look at the internet all day go crazy and they make up, you know what I mean? They stir up their little story. And then, like I said, I'm not saying it's not true. It's just like the new thing that people just stream.
It's a fact. Epstein had an island where they fucking molested kids. It's a fact.
I understand. It is a fact for Epstein, but it's not a fact for everybody that's on that fucking list. And until there's proof of it, besides a flight log, you can't, because what's going to go on now is I want to see the new Robert De Niro movie, and everybody's going to go, oh, what do you like, fucking pedophiles? Like, no, dude, I like Mel Gibson, doesn't mean I hate Jews.
Mel Gibson was on the list too, son of a bitch. Actually, somebody who, like, as crazy as, no, he's actually opposite of the list. He came out years ago, he came out in the 1990s, and I watched an interview of him saying that Hollywood is filled with pedophiles. And, you know, he got pretty deep into it. There's certain names that popped up. And everybody pinned him as a fucking lunatic. Is he a lunatic? Yeah. But, hey, is there some truth to it? Hollywood makes people go crazy. It does. That's a fact. We've seen that over the years. Numerous celebrities, comedians, people just fucking go crazy, lose their minds, do crazy shit. And I think a lot of it has to do with the darkness of Hollywood.
There is one case that's been in front of everybody's eyes for literally like 50 years, and that's Woody Allen, and nothing really has ever come of that. He straight adopted a little fucking Asian girl, brought her up, and then married her. Like, that's fucking weird. But, like, what has anybody done about that? Fucking nothing. They keep going out to see his fucking movies.
But, no, that's getting passed around more than ever right now. It's getting more brought in the light. A lot of people had no clue about that. Now, pretty much everybody knows about it. And I feel like he's going to be another one of those people that's going to be under fire with all this shit. I feel like shit's going to get done now. I feel like as long as Giselle doesn't fucking hang herself, you know, heads are going to roll in the next couple months.
It just seems like a lot of power behind the whole thing to really bring it all to light, or if it is real. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it isn't real. It's just when shit comes out like this, it's like the hot topic for fucking 2 weeks, and then it gets swept under the rug. Just like when all the women were coming out about guys touching them and doing bad shit. And yes, there was that fucking, I forget the guy's name, but there are the horrible guys. Kevin Spacey was involved in that too. But at the same aspect, there was a lot of fucking cases that were brought to light that bitches were just trying to fucking make guys look like assholes too. Ansari is like one case that I always bring up. But, you know, in every light that...
That's happened numerous times.
You know, back in the 60s, there was an artist called Andy Warhol that everybody praised for being... He still praised for being one of the best artists of all time. Was a known fucking pedophile and weirdo. But people still celebrate him to this day. So who knows if anything's going to even come of this. It might just be people swirling around on the internet for a couple weeks like they do. And then it just gets swept under the rug again.
Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis is known as one of the greatest musicians ever, and he was a fucking pedophile as well. Fucking married his own cousin.
But don't you
underage.
Put Dean Martin in
so
that case.
Like,
don't you put Dean in that.
You know, like, obviously, well, like, you look at it, there is, like, now with the way the internet is, this isn't just going to get swept under the rug. It's too big. Nobody's just going to fucking ignore this. Shit has to get done at this point. It is fucking absolutely blown up. We're not talking about some fucking virus. We're talking about people molesting children and some of the most powerful people in our country doing it. So with that being said, there is no fucking sweeping this under the rug. It's fucking in the open now, and just more evidence is going to start coming forward. Mark my words, it's going to happen. There's no, obviously, you know, you got fucking people hanging themselves left and right, supposedly. It's just too much at this point. Like I said, I'm curious to see what happens in the next few months with it. I agree that I don't believe that everybody that was on that flight log was pedophiles. I believe a lot of them were like, yeah, it's an island. You know what I mean? He's a rich guy. He seems like a nice guy. Let's go and enjoy the island. But I feel like there's a reason why some people only went a couple times. And I feel like, you know, all right, maybe this guy's a fucking weirdo and we're not going
to
come back yet.
But I'll go one more time.
I feel like
anybody
who really got to know him, you know, really knew what he was about.
No, I totally
know. You know what I'm
totally
saying? Like,
what
he, you know, it's not like he kept it much of a secret that he was fucking molesting children on the island. He kept it a secret from, like, the public eye. But in the world of celebrities,
yeah, I mean,
a lot of people seem to know about
it. Really has come to light besides this documentary
we'll
and the stuff that's coming out now. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with it. We'll talk about it more. I just was trying to get a shock value out of the intro coming in. Well, we
you
can
got
move
it.
On to something else. How's everybody's week? Jesse, one of the biggest peppers I ever seen come out of a garden.
Oh, dude, it's actually sitting on my stove right now. We were just actually admiring my pepper, me and Dami.
Beautiful pepper, Jesse. No homo.
Yeah, it's the size of it's like a baby's arm, though. You know.
Yeah, like Jesse's been taking people on an island, show him his pepper.
I've shown him all my green peps. They're starting to turn red lately.
Speaking of comedians, you mentioned George Carlin earlier, Donnie. George Carlin. They're set to come out with a documentary on HBO from Judd Apatow and HBO, a two-part docuseries about George Carlin. That's definitely something I'd like to know more about. I feel like I haven't seen enough of his stand-up because his stand-up's a little... It's super intelligent. It's super slow, a lot of it, and you have to, like, pay attention to it. So I think some of it, no pun intended, has been swept under the rug.
He really is. He's so fucking intelligent. The guy's a genius. He's very witty. I haven't watched as much of his stand-up as I would have liked to, but I grew up listening to his records all the time because my father always had like a lot of comedians' records on, you know, had them on vinyl. And so I grew up listening to a lot of his stuff.
I remember when I first figured out that he was, do you remember the Blink-182, like the first album they had that song that was like shit, piss, cock, fuck. It was like all the swear words. And that was like his shtick. That was his game, like all the bad words. And he like would fucking straight spit them off. And when I was a kid, I like seen that on HBO one night. I was like, oh my God, this guy's nuts. He said every swear word.
Yeah, it's the it was the list of everything you can't say on TV.
And he was a guy like Richard Pryor that was on like old TV come and do, you know, a 5-minute set on TV. And he evolved so much with the game of comedy over years. Like he wasn't a one shtick pony. He was one of the greats.
Yeah, dude. Him and Bill Burr and Dave Chappelle. That
he's like he's in a different top style. Five like me. I love Bill Burr, but Bill Burr's funny because it's pure emotion. Like George Collins shit was straight intellectual. Like his shit, like twist and turned. Like his, you have to be smart to understand his comedy.
Yeah, I agree to a certain extent. Like I feel like some of Bill Burr's comedy is witty, but it is. Yeah, you're right. It is.
Don't
more
get me
emotions.
Wrong. I love Bill Burr. I listen to his podcast every week. I'm just saying, George Carlin, it's a different style, but I fucking love Bill Burr.
It is.
Also, when you were saying comedy record, comedy albums, dude, I really did have a dope Bill Cosby one. I'm not to keep on the subject, but
I see those all the time at the Salvation Army.
I'm
dead
really?
Serious. Dead serious. They can't get rid of the Bill Cosby albums anymore, not even for 99 cents.
His shit was funny, though. I mean, fuck that guy, but his stand-up was funny back in the
day. Yeah, like, he was hilarious. He did everything. He, like, never swore either. There was, like, only very few times he actually swore or anything.
Raped women and fucking molested children, but never swore.
Is that your final answer?
He was a real piece of shit, but, like, up until all that shit came out, I liked him. I liked him a lot. I thought he was.
I think he's hilarious.
Also, I thought he was hilarious. His comedy, like, and that doesn't take away from his comedy and stuff. Still, he still is a funny guy. Like his comedy and shit, but like he's
don't hang
he's
out with him after 12 because you're gonna get roofied.
Like even if I find out tomorrow that Rob De Niro like there's flight logs with him, and it's like 100%. Like I find out like not just the flight logs, but like find out there's concrete evidence that he is a child molester. Like, it's not going to take away that every one of his movies are like my fucking favorite movies ever. And he is always
still watching Goodfellas.
I just won't like
I'm
him
just
as
not
a person
hide and
anymore.
Seek with Dakota Fanning ever again.
Oh my God. Almost fell over.
Shit. Speaking about legends and late night talk show, did you hear about the new talk show? It's a spinoff of everybody's favorite, cartoon, The Patrick Starr Show. It's going to be a late night format where Patrick Starr hosts guests on Nickelodeon. Kind of like
the
concept, dude. I'm not going to lie.
You want to know something? I'm going to watch it.
I am not.
But you remember
SpongeBob
the one
guy,
they had
yeah,
on
like SpongeBob.
Adult Swim? It was like Space Ghost. It was like a late night talk show, but it was just all animated. Like that could be a lane that's kind of cool. And Patrick Starr is just like a stoned out hippie, so I kind of think I would enjoy it. I think it would be cool.
Patrick's the best character in SpongeBob.
My favorite episode, hands down. He goes to the rock race, and he goes to like the snail race, and he has a rock, and he thinks it's a snail. He's like, "Come on, Rocky, win the race."
I don't remember that episode.
Oh, dude. SpongeBob's awesome.
My favorite episode is it's the classic Rip Your Pants episode.
Oh, that one's
and
awesome.
And I ripped my pants. They changed the lyrics to the Beach Boys song. SpongeBob goes around ripping his pants on purpose because it makes everybody laugh. And then eventually he takes it too far.
Dude, SpongeBob's been on since 1999. Isn't that crazy?
It has, man. Flashbacks to growing up. Like, my mother used to have the minivan with the DVD player in the back when they first came out. Used to fold out of the ceiling. And we used to watch every year on vacation. We would go up to Weirs Beach, New Hampshire, and we watched SpongeBob the whole way there and the whole way back. And my mother fucking hates SpongeBob till this day because of that
shit. I'm right
there
with her. Right, I'm right there with that woman.
I remember when I was a kid and we used to get on the plane and fly to this private island and we used to watch SpongeBob on the way.
So fucked up, Chuck.
The in-flight dinner is nothing and you'll like it.
Wow.
Hard Knocks for the NFL starts this week. So they're following two different teams during the pandemic. They're following the LA Rams and the LA Chargers. So that could be cool. I'd like to see what that's all about in this time of COVID and starting football back up.
I think they should be following the Washington football team.
Yeah, it's a little crazy over there right now. I don't know if they want the media.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I want to watch it. If there's a team I want to see right now, it's them. Or Tampa Bay.
Like, I understand why they're doing LA. I don't know. I agree. I would rather see somebody else. Tampa Bay would definitely be interesting.
Yeah,
sure, especially with the people that they recently acquired. Obviously, you know, Tom Brady, of course. LeSean McCoy.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys heard that he's over there in Tampa now.
He's in Tampa too, Shady McCoy.
Yeah.
Shady?
They picked him up. Yeah, he went from Kansas City to fucking Tampa. He's with Tampa now.
Damn, that's another. They had, who's their running back already, Donnie? I forget. We say it all the time. It's not Freeman, right?
No, wait a minute. Was it Freeman? Did he go there?
I'm not sure.
1 second.
But either way, they're like grooming up to have something going on. The only other thing that's crazy is I think those are probably the only teams that allowed the Hard Knocks to come in. Like, probably they're dealing with enough shit right now. They don't want fucking people in there seeing them working out with no gloves on, and they'll be all Karens all over the internet, all pissed off.
Fucking Karens, dude.
Also, did you see the pictures, Donnie, that came out of Cam Newton in the number one Patriots jersey?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I did see it.
You didn't like the hair, dude, did you?
No, obviously I wasn't crazy about it, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm just curious to see, like, you know, I'm not going to judge him just off the fucking terrible hairdo he had in the picture. hopefully he comes out there and performs. That's all I got to say about our buddy Cam. I saw him in his, like, Graham Newton outfit, too, that he had going on. So he's, you know, still the same old Cam. Now he's in New England. Yep. So it's going to be an interesting year regardless.
Maybe they're lightening up and letting him have a little fun over there. I agree. He does look like one of the villains from Bad Boys 2. But he could go out there and straight smash it. I'm definitely digging like him being happy over there. I mean, maybe it will come out that he's not happy, but for right now, he looks like he's super happy.
Just took the words out of my mouth. He's happy because he's not playing right now and he's not catching a beat. And if they stop losing, then he won't be happy.
Yeah.
I think.
No, I agree. And I don't think any quarterback would really be happy after they start losing. They all get stuck and pretty pissed off.
Yeah, no, you're right. But there's different ways of handling it. And he's never handled shit like that well, I feel like. And you know how Belichick is. He's very, like, you know.
Quarterback, so. But I'm not sticking up for him anyway. I just hope this gamble turns, not even really a gamble on the Patriots' part, but I'd like to see it fucking. I'd like to see him get lucky with another one. Those son of a bitches.
Like, don't get me wrong. It'd be nice to see, but I don't have high hopes. I have low expectations. So, you know, hopefully exceed those low expectations.
Especially when half the team's opting out for the season.
Yeah, that's going to be wild seeing all just a bunch of second rate players playing, bunch of scabs.
Yeah, that's why I feel like the quarterbacks, and if they have good wide receivers, those guys are going to do amazing because they're going to be like going against like second string defenses and stuff.
Yeah, I just feel like the Patriots have like the most people opting out on any team, or maybe just because the coverage is mostly like that on the radar for people like us from the Northeast.
I agree, though. I do feel like it. I've been like doing a little research. Most teams don't have as many as New England has opting out. And it's like, I feel like it doesn't have to just do with COVID why they're opting out. I feel like they just didn't have high hopes for this season to begin with, and then they were given the option. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
You know, like Tom Brady left. They're like, oh, fuck, our fearless leader's gone. We got Jared Stidman, and we got Cam Newton that, you know, a lot of people think is washed up. Who knows? He could have some potential still there. He could still have a little fire left in him. But I feel like a lot of them, you know, kind of opted out. little bit to do with COVID, little bit or a lot to bit to do with Tom Brady leaving. I don't know.
Yeah, and then stuff to do with protests and stuff like that also. I mean, you got to throw that in the mix also.
Yep, true.
Going to the beach, that's getting everybody sick now. After 11 at a bar, get you sick.
Yeah, getting wings at the titty bar in the bubble for the NBA. They did. That's so funny that like multiple guys sticked up. I forgot who it was, but multiple guys sticked up for them. Like they have really good wings at that titty bar. Like people know that you get like the best wings there.
They got the best wings in town.
At the titty bar.
If you go to the Foxy, they have delicious steak tips. Not going to lie. They are delicious there.
I never eaten at the titty bar. We went for legs and eggs. I did not eat the buffet at legs and eggs.
That is a lie. You definitely ate some of the buffet. No, you are absolutely lying to me.
No, I was twisted from the night before still, so I wasn't really hungry, if you know what I mean.
We ate some of those omelets. That guy was making fresh omelets, and you ate one. I know you did.
No, I think I was like, I had like a bran muffin. I was all verklem.
Trying to loosen it up.
Yeah, I was like, I got a plan for these next few hours.
Dude, remember it was like, you were like, all right, if it snows tomorrow, I'll go to Legs and Eggs. It was like the tiniest bit of snow. I call you. I'm like, I'm at your house right now.
Yeah, that was actually a good day. Remember I ended up seeing like my boy there or something?
Yeah, I do remember that. And then that whole day turned crazy. We kind of went back to the barbershop and then I feel like we just partied at the barbershop all day.
Yeah, you said you were going to go to work for 12, but you didn't.
No, I think we got back at like 2 o'clock. We were fucking destroyed, and then I just kept cutting hair from like 2 to 6.
Smoke. Shout out to the Boston Bruins. Huge, massive double overtime win today. Dude, it was so cool waking up. I went down to like the local bar at 11 o'clock to like watch the Bruins game. On the second hand though, Jesse, I was the weirdo with my Bluetooth headphones on. So there's this app, dude, it's dope. You point your phone at the TV. And it, like, brings up the broadcast from that TV so you can hear the sound on the TV in your headphones.
Hmm.
So, like, I went to the bar. Obviously, the sound wasn't on, so I had my little headphones on. I was the guy, like, all souped up about the game. Everybody was looking at me and shit. It's 11:30 in the morning. I'm slugging beers.
I saw, though, the games on today when I was at lunch, actually. I didn't realize they were live. I thought they were from last night when I seen those.
Yeah, no. So what happened was sick, too. I wanted to talk about this, but... So last night,
like the six overtimes,
the game, there was a game, the Blue Jackets and the Toronto Maple Leafs. I might be wrong. I hope I'm not. I'm going to look it up right now. I was working, so I wasn't watching the whole game, but it went to five overtimes, dude.
Yeah, I did see. I saw that. Everybody was talking about it this morning when I got up.
So because they were playing in the same rink, they have to have so many hours between games, like, for COVID shit, I guess. So the Bruins game was supposed to be at 8 o'clock last night, got pushed back to 11 o'clock this morning, which was my day off, Jess, so I had an excuse.
I had some people cancel, so I went and saw some of the hockey. I didn't even realize I was watching it live, like I said. I watched some.
Yeah, the Bruins had a big, big win. Patrice Bergeron scored it in the second, few minutes into the second overtime. Fucking, got me charged right up. And I had some money on the game. So it was all in all, through and through, a great
day. Nice.
Oh, that sounds like it was a great day. Good for the Bruins.
Yes, but the boys are buzzing. Hockey's back. It's fucking getting crazy. It's really cool.
Yeah, it looked like they were getting it in when I was watching it. And I didn't realize it was a doubleheader, because I feel like they were on all day every time I looked at the TV.
Yeah, that has been on all day. Like I said last time, it's been pretty much so. Today it was on at 11, and the last game's on at 10:30 tonight, and they were like simultaneously, like back to back to back.
That's sick.
Yeah, it was. I'm sorry, the Blue Jackets and the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Lightning won in the fifth overtime, 3-2. Fucking nuts. Five overtimes, dude. Those guys must have been gassed.
Yeah, I heard something about that. How like one of the goalies like broke the record for most saves in a game. He had over 80 saves. In that game.
That's insane, dude. That is like such a long time to be playing, dude. Oh my god.
Fucking insane, dude.
I can't skate for 5 minutes.
So each period's 20 minutes, like on the clock, but obviously it's probably like more like 45 with stoppage and everything. So you're looking at like what? Like 5 hour fucking game, dude? Like that's fucking nuts. Even longer, maybe.
Yeah, they're skating hard when they skate. Like it's not even like a little like they're going ham for five hours straight.
Jess, you have YouTube,
smashing into each other.
I wish you could look up like the guy who scored the goal. They interview him like after the game. He's like so out of breath. He's sweating
missing four more teeth.
Yeah, dude, they left it all out there. Then they gotta go back out and play tomorrow night.
Oh, that's insane. They must be so hurt up.
That was just game one of the 7-game series.
And that's game one.
Yeah, you might have think they won the cup at the end of that one. The fuck. But yeah, definitely super exciting stuff going on the ice. The Celtics, dude, the Celtics are absolutely murdering the fucking league right now. They have a record for, since they've come back, they've beat like every team by like 20 points, dude. They were up by like 40 points the other night on the Orlando Magic.
That's insane.
Fucking crazy. The Celtics got a great young squad, though, man.
They're all young.
They got some insane talent on their team.
They're all super young, dude, and they're not to be fucked with. Jason Tatum's a beast. I'm soup like to watch. I haven't really watched it, but I will when the playoffs start. I think it's a couple more weeks, but the playoffs start. So I'll watch it then. I'm not like a humongous basketball guy, but I can dig the Celtics.
Yeah, Tatum's a beast. Jaylen Brown's a beast. Kemba Walker, beast. Gordon Hayward, beast. That team is absolutely fucking stacked.
Yeah, it is.
I can watch the championships. That's the only time I can really get into basketball. I don't even care who's playing.
Taco.
Yeah, Taco Fall.
Taco. Yeah. Fucking 7'5" with an 8'4" wingspan. Fucking crazy. The guy
has a 10-foot cock.
Oh, no, we're going back down this fucking rabbit hole again.
Yeah, he didn't even have to fly to the island. He just threw it over there.
Oh, come on. Jesus, Chuck.
I seen Taco in that picture. I seen Taco in that picture with all the celebrity.
Get out of here.
What were you saying about Shark Week,
Believe
Jess?
It or not, I didn't watch any Shark Week, though.
You didn't watch any? Did you watch any Shark Week? Talking about pedophiles, they've literally thrown a penis joke in every single episode so far.
Has Mike Tyson been on Shark Week?
Mike Tyson was on it, and he beat the shark.
He did, yeah.
All he had to do was turn it upside down.
They said he looked mad scared. I just like seen like a clickbait thing. He's like, man.
Dude, he was terrified in it. The funniest part, so there's a guy that was helping him, like, to learn how to dive. So the guy comes walking up. He's missing an arm and a leg from getting attacked by a shark. And Mike's like, this is the guy that you sent to help me? He goes, he doesn't look like he's very professional.
Shut the fuck up.
First thing he said to him, I was geeking the fuck out.
That's fucking awesome.
And he just kept swearing. Like, there's so many. I've never seen someone swear so much on Shark Week. Just beep, beep all the time. He's like, this thing's coming all close to me.
He was definitely all baked up too.
Oh, absolutely. And then he was like puking. He was so out of breath. They were like, and then it was kind of got dark for a minute. The guy was like, it'd be a real shame, you know, if he went down there and he puked and he choked out his own vomit and died. He goes, what a way to go. I was like, oh god, this is dark. Anyway.
That's anyway. Crazy. Speaking
Jesse,
of Mike Tyson.
Jesse.
Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. fight got pushed back.
Yeah, November 28th.
Do you think it makes a difference? I know it gives you a little leeway, Jess.
It's Thanksgiving weekend is what they said, and that they'd make more money because everybody's going to be home, so more people are prone to watch it. That's why they did that, allegedly. Or it's because Mike needs more training to beat Roy. That's not going to happen. So.
I was thinking Roy got more time to train for Mike.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said what I said, because I knew what you were thinking.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Jess. But yeah.
Mike's out here swimming with the sharks, dude. He can't handle anything more than that. He was puking in his fucking swimsuit. He couldn't even swim down 20 feet and come back up.
I mean, Thanksgiving, bring it on. I'm down. Bring them all. I'll watch it. I'll definitely order that on Thanksgiving.
Oh, absolutely. And that's a Friday night, I think, too, isn't it? That'd be like good warm up. Get that Friday, you know, or the day after Thanksgiving.
And Jake Paul's the opening fight versus Nate Robinson from the Celtics.
Yeah, if he doesn't get in trouble, dude, Jake Paul's house just got raided like last week.
Yeah, then he dropped a music video.
Honestly, dude, though, I know you're going to hate me for this.
You like Jake Paul? I know, Donnie. Stop it.
Nah, he's going to win that fight. He probably will. He'll beat Robinson, most likely.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about his music.
He has the experience in that department. But, you know, somebody needs to save Roy's life. I'm sorry, Jesse. Somebody needs to get that man out of that fight.
The Sharks. They saved
the Sharks.
Him. They saved him much.
I heard they were thinking of making
maybe
another tag
maybe
team.
Maybe they did.
oh, yeah.
Roy Jones and Butterbean versus Mike Tyson.
And the Sharks.
Yeah, and the Sharks. No, Shockey that used to play for the Giants is going to fight.
What I thought was cool, though, it's Shark Week. You know how, like, when you, like, if you pause something on TV or you fast forward through it, it's just like a little dot? They had it was a little shark fin on YouTube. On YouTube TV.
Shut up, really?
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I thought I was, like, just baked at first. I'm looking at it, I'm like, what the fuck? And it was, like, moving as I'm skipping through the commercials. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, that's the marker. It's a shark fin.
Burner. Burner. Like,
it wasn't so impressive to me. I even wrote it in my notes. How stupid.
Adam Devine is on the episode tonight. I'm a huge fan of that dude. I really like him from Workaholics, a little short one. He reminds me of Gallo,
kind of. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, actually, you just reminded me. I got to fucking record it right now before I miss it.
Also, I don't know if you guys, because I'm saying Adam Devine on Shock Week, I don't know if you guys seen the preview for the Disney Plus show, the Magic Camp.
I did
see that too. I think it's going to be funny seeing him in a kid's movie.
Yeah, and I'm actually, I think I'd enjoy that one. I really do.
I almost got like a Jack Black School of Rock vibe from him, no?
Yes, that's exactly what it seemed like to me. That's a perfect way to put it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I love, we've talked about this, I love School of Rock. I absolutely love that movie. I love Jack Black. I think he's fucking hilarious. I think he slept on, dude. What is it? The war movie. What Agreed. The hell? Tropic Thunder, dude. He's fucking awesome
Tropic
in that movie.
Tropic Thunder, yes.
Anything with Tenacious D in it, he's awesome. He was awesome in the first Goosebumps movie. He's good in the new Jumanji
movies. He was awesome
in
Orange County, Shallow Hal.
Yeah,
he's
Orange
awesome
County, dude.
Everything.
That's your boy Tom Hanks' son in there, bro.
Yeah. Fucking Colin Hanks. Oh, bastard.
I actually like him.
Yeah. He hasn't really been in much.
Yeah,
he's been
in Orange TV County. Shows.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
I don't like his other son, Chet, the rapper.
Oh, that kid's a fucking bitch.
He actually acts like he might have got molested.
Oh my god.
Wow. He speaks with like a Jamaican accent and shit. You ever seen the videos?
Yes, oh, I've seen the videos.
Oh, Jaboy, no.
No, call me now for your free reading.
Chiguano. Did you guys see the preview for that Raised by Wolves on HBO?
Sorry.
That kind of sounds like that preview, Raised by Wolves, the fucking skit.
Yeah, that preview looks fucked right up. I don't even understand what's happening in that show.
Yeah, me either. I'm not really... I'm going to be honest, it just... Not my thing. It wasn't for me.
I want to watch it, definitely. But
I'm not big on sci-fi.
Yeah, I'm a sci-fi guy, and I can understand why people want... Sometimes I will start to watch it like Westworld and fall right off, but I felt like this might be a show that's like Westworld, but dumb enough for me to understand.
I never watched Westworld. I know what it's about, but I don't know if it's... I don't know. I feel like they're raising people, like clones or something, the robots, and then the other guy is like trying to stop them.
It just sucks sometimes, not American shows and stuff, when they have so many characters in them. I feel like I'm like Charlie Day and fucking Everybody Loves, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, with like all the pictures on my wall, like trying to figure out what character's which. So I end up getting lost, and that's what happened. It is an American show, but Westworld, I was like, okay, so who's who? This is him in the future, this is him in the past, fuck, I can't follow everybody.
I got like that when I was watching The 100, because there's like 100 characters you have to...
That's how dark is.
And you got to read it, so it's even harder.
Dude, Yellowstone, dude, I'm telling you. If you ain't watching Yellowstone, that show is a fucking banger.
I haven't seen it yet still. I've heard that from everybody.
It's so good,
dude.
I've not
heard one bad review.
So good. So good. It's heating up. There's two more episodes in this third season, but it's really good.
This is the third season, right? I thought it was the second.
No, the third season. And it's just beautifully shot. We've talked about it a million times. I don't know. I kind of remember
it's
now.
It's shot in Yellowstone.
Ever since I moved away, I remember a lot more.
So did you end up checking out that show I was saying, Tiny Creatures? Did you guys watch that at all?
I didn't get
Believe
to check
it
out.
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm very intrigued by it. I got to see it.
Talk a little bit. No, sell it to us, Jess.
Well, it's actually really, you want to talk about something beautifully shot, dude. It's like, I feel like, so they film like all kinds of little tiny creatures. The first one starts out with like this little mouse thing. And they kind of like follow him and turn it into like a story, so it'll keep your attention. It's not just like the regular like, this is the whatever mouse feeding on this. And then they're over here humping away and they're making thousands of them. It's not like that. Like it's like they turn it's I think it's more geared for like dummies or kids to make you pay attention, because like it gets a little scary. He has like a close encounter a couple times, you know, stuff like his mom dies and shit.
Who's the narrator of the show? Is it anybody like famous?
I know the Tom voice. Hanks? I'm not sure who it. No, it's Colin Hanks. hold on. I'll look it up because I do know the guy's voice and I couldn't figure out. I don't know if it's the same guy in every episode either or if they do new ones. But.
Yeah, like Bill Cosby from prison. They gave him a mic in the mess room.
Let's see. This is the narrator right here. I got it. Mike Coulter of Luke Cage.
Oh, yeah. I really like him. It is Luke Cage. That's who it is. Luke Cage, right?
Yep, that's who it is. Yep, I just looked. So yeah, that's who it is. So it is someone famous, and he's actually really good.
He has a
really
beautiful
good voice.
He's like an English Terry Crews.
Yes, that's exactly what he's like. That's perfect. That's the perfect way to say it. That's exactly.
But younger.
It's
good. But younger.
You watch the show. If you what?
But younger, less titty.
Yeah, less titty. But it's a good one if you like that kind of stuff. I've been going big on all the animal stuff. Shark Week, tiny creatures. It's just been Animal Planet. No drinking. I got a lot of shows to watch.
And you care a lot more about the animals than you're not drinking.
Oh, that's not true, because I've definitely been drunk seeing the dog commercial and shed a tear.
You were, like, cutting your six-pack, the plastic tops off it so it didn't kill the sea turtles.
I've definitely cut those six. Or even the beaks, you know what I mean? You can get the beaks.
That's why they don't do the plastic straws down here, for the sea turtles.
To save the birds? Is that a real reason? Or are you busting that?
No, I swear to God, that's a real thing.
That's why they do it? Are you sure?
Yeah, I swear to God.
All right. I believe you.
Also, last week, Kristen went with her mother to the street cafe with cats.
A cat-fe, if you will?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude. She just went, and there was, like, straight, like, 10 cats in there just chilling, roaming around. You make, like, an hour appointment. You can have drinks in there. And there's two of them, and they've adopted, like, record numbers of cats, like, because people go there and you can adopt the cats out of there.
That sounds like the crazy cat lady's house that I don't want to go to. I've been inside a million times, right? When I did oil heating, and I've had enough of those ladies.
This
they adopt
time
them
you
got
to pay, and you can only be there for an hour and a half.
That sounds like too long for me. I'm a 20-minute in the cat lady house.
Me too, but my girlfriend said she had a good time. The cats were there. I'm not my fiance.
Well, all right. I'm glad she had a good time. That's not
all
for
right,
me.
Donnie, I know you're not a big fan of her. But did you guys see the fucking Megan 3 Stallion or whatever and Cardi B fucking video?
Wet ass pussy.
Oh, that's what it stands for? I didn't even know that.
Prime example of why I'm not a fan of her.
Did you see that Safari's return, the song he put out?
No.
It's called Bad. Do you know what that means?
What the acronym for Bad? Bomba clod ass dudes.
Big ass dick.
That video, dude, I'm sorry. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Like, them bitches are sexy doing that shit. That's crazy.
I'm not into it.
No, not for me.
Hey, you know, it's for somebody, I guess, but they got a lot of, and then they got a lot of hate for putting Kylie Jenner in the video, which she looks beautiful.
Yeah, well, you know, when, you know, you got that much money, anybody, you know, could really look beautiful when they buy, you know, their body parts and shit. Seriously.
Well, if
she
I
didn't
had
have
money,
that much
I'd,
money.
If I had the money,
beautiful.
I'd do the same thing. Donnie can't hate on her for making the fucking money and fucking doing shit.
I mean, that's how I look.
I'm gonna put some fake lips on. I'm gonna get some fake boobs, a fake ass. I'm gonna raise my fucking cheekbones. I'm gonna Botox my fucking forehead. Like, come on. Come on now. If it wasn't for money,
why, but you don't,
none
but
of
you
those
don't
fucking
go, you
Jenna
don't,
girls.
Donnie, you don't go on Pornhub and watch porn stars ever.
I don't like, honestly, I don't like fake shit. I don't like fucking fake boobs and shit like
I'm
that.
I'm a big it's amateur guy, to be honest.
Me too. I actually am.
I agree. I like amateur more myself. I'm sorry. I've always said it. There's a big difference
to feel
between
achievable.
Real boobs and fake boobs. The fake boobs aren't for me.
They all look the same.
I don't think so. No, you could tell like, a real set of boobs.
No,
between
he's saying
fake.
That's what I'm
saying.
The fake ones
all
look
the same.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Moving on. I did see it. It's called WAP Wet Ass Pussy. The song's whack. It is terrible, lyrically garbage.
Wet ass pussy.
She said, "I what?" Chuck?
I said wet ass pussy.
So I will say the one funny line.
I'm gonna agree with
goes,
you on this one. I did not role models. That's for sure.
No.
See?
Have you heard the song, Donnie?
Yes. And
I heard it too.
You can't unhear that shit.
I actually heard
CeeLo
the edited one.
About it?
I heard the edited one, and I think I would be embarrassed to know what she really says at points. I don't think I'd really like to hear it out loud.
Oh, so you haven't heard it?
I heard the song, but it was like the edited version, like the clean version on YouTube. It wasn't like edited. It was just different lyrics. But
in this house, there's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes. House,
let it rock.
I said certified freak, 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy, make that pull out game weak. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and
let it rock. Though, let it rock.
Wet ass pussy.
Let it rock.
Give me everything you got. Put this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga. Catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face.
Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a giggle, what is inside? Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it cream, make me scream. I don't public, make a scene. I don't cook, I don't clean. But let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down.
So that's the first
gobble
verse.
Me, swallow me.
Yeah, I don't even want it. Oh my god.
That's verse one. We got verse two.
Is it that bad for women rappers? No, I don't
spit in my
so.
Mouth.
You Yo, what? Those bitches are straight grimy, man. There's nothing attractive about them. I'm sorry.
I think that's what they're going though for, Donnie. I think they're supposed to make like people like us speechless. That's what Lil' Kim did back in the day with the hardcore titty all out with the fucking dangly thing on there saying all dirty, dirty things. She said, what was Lil' Kim in that song with Cisco? She's like, put some weed in some tissue. And like something about like that's how her pussy smells. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
It's been a long time since I heard Lil' Kim, but this is way dirty.
Inside of me, quit. Jump out for you. Let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it. Never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit. Bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. While you really ain't never got him fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots. Hang your coat for this wet ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep stroke, I need a Henny drink, I need a weed smoke. Not a garden snake, I need a King Cobra with a hook in it. Hope it lean over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit. He got a beard when I'm tryna wet it. I let him piss, now he diabetic. I don't wanna spit, I wanna go, I wanna gag, I wanna choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My head can misfire, but I need the sunny. It's going and drying, it's coming outside. Yeah, I run on that thing, the cops behind me. I spit on his mic and I heat trying to sign me.
Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch, handcuffs, leashes. Switch my wig, make him feel like he cheating. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eat you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor. I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he fucks me and ask who's is it, when I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name.
I'm sorry,
said,
dude.
If he eats my ass,
like,
he's a bottom
rapper. I'm not saying I'm ever gonna listen to this.
That dangly thing in the back of my throat. The fucking tonsils, you dumb bitch. Oh my god,
that
I fucking
is
hate
that
them.
Tonsils,
I hate them all. Dying. I hate them all. Hey, well, hate's a strong word. I strongly dislike all those hoes.
That, you say, Chuck?
Is that your tonsils? The dangly thing in the back of your
throat? No, I don't know what it's called.
It's not your fucking tonsils, Donnie.
It's not?
No, it's the thing in the middle.
Oh, the thing.
No, your tonsils are like down in your throat.
I'm scared to even Google the dangly thing in the back of my throat.
Either way, I
look
fucking
it up, look
can't
it up, look
stomach
it up,
them, man. They're disgusting, yo.
I know,
like, come
but
on,
for
you
what
got
they're doing, Donnie,
they're meaning to be
disgusting, though, Donnie. It's not like they were trying to be classy.
It's called your uvula. It's called your uvula.
I'm just saying, that's why I can't fucking stomach them, is because of how disgusting and ignorant they are. I just fucking can't. I agree 100% with my boy CeeLo Green. He slams the morals of Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, and Megan Thee Stallion, calls their music desperate and disappointing.
Then he took 100%. Back the statement today and apologized.
Fucking CeeLo, come on, man.
He took it back today.
I like Lil' Kim, though.
I was never a huge fan of Lil' Kim. To be
yeah,
honest,
no, but that's
but
exactly
she's better
no,
than them.
Donnie. That's exactly it, though. Like, I was never a fan of like those like rappers like that. Like, but I can see why they're like there is like a market for that. Like, I'm not driving around in my car to listen to wet ass pussy.
Yeah, there's a bunch of grimy scumbag chicks out there now. So yeah, of course they're gonna enjoy
and definitely
that shit.
Dudes who rock that shit, dude, in their car. There's definitely dudes. I seen the flight log.
Dudes that rock that shit.
Oh, what? I think there definitely are some dudes right now in their car rocking that like they're the shit. They're looking like
yes,
they are not the shit.
The Safari one's probably fucking horrible because he's just a horrible rapper.
Oh, the Safari one. I heard a little bit of it. I didn't even. I couldn't even get. It's actually somehow is worse.
Speaking of music, Jess. Free Santana. Joel Santana came home after his bid in jail for a concealed weapon this week. Shout out to Joel Santana. Dude, I hope he comes out with some music. I hope he's not all... I think he was smoking crack for a while, doing something crazy. But he did put out a mixtape right before he went to jail that was really good. And he put out a couple songs while he was in jail that I probably were pre-recorded. But I like that whole gang. You know I do. That whole Dipset movement. Max B, killer. Yeah. Dude, today, did you see that Cam'ron is beefing with Faison? He's a comedian. He was in like Couples Retreat. He's like the big, big black guy. He was in Friday. He plays he's Big Worm in Friday.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So they were like beefing because Faison said that Jay-Z, he thinks that Jay-Z never sold drugs a day in his life, which is a stupid even fucking argument to have that I'm even repeating this right now. I totally understand that. But so Cam'ron was like, dude, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, hold your tongue. So then he started doing like Brokeback Mountain pictures with Cam'ron in it. And then Cam'ron started going back to him. But so Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura like tried to call Cam'ron today because Bert like happened to have his number. Dude, Jesse, they were like practicing what they would say when he picked up. Dude, I got to send you the link, but he's like, killer, hey. He's like, no, that's not right. He's like, that sucks. He's like, hey, Cam. Nope, that's not right. He's like, what up, Cam? He's like, that's too whack. He's like, I can't do that. Dude, but then they end up calling a comedian and getting Faison on, and they talk to him for like 20 minutes about it. And he's like, Cam'ron's a bitch. He ain't doing shit. Like, dude, it was pretty funny, actually. But I'll send you the link to it. It was really funny, but obviously that's just a fucking beef. They ain't doing shit. Those guys are past doing that stuff.
Killer. It'd still be hilarious if they did. Maybe
Cam,
they
how you doing?
Battle.
Cam, Chuck. I always think about that when you're like, when like, I love like rap artists, but like, it's not cool for me as a 35-year-old guy to be like, yo, what up, Action Bronson? What up, dude? I love you, man. Like, it's like they want like young chicks and shit. Like, oh, they want chicks and shit. So it would be like gay, like, hey, Action, let me get, could I get a, like, at what age do you get to, like, I'm like, Action, hey, could I get a picture? No, I'm not going to be like that. I'll, like, see him, be like, yeah, I seen Action Bronson, but I didn't have the balls to say anything to him.
You know you'd go right up to him and ask him for a picture. You're a fucking liar.
I'd give him a CDJ sticker.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Simon Cowell broke his back riding his electric bike in Malibu.
Yeah, I saw that.
I guess he got fucked up, dude. Bad. He broke his fucking back. They said, what's her face? Kelly Clarkson's in there for him.
Yeah, I mean, dude, people forget Kevin Hart broke his back not too long ago in that car crash, dude. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Broke my back. Doctor said I need a backiotomy.
I saw a picture of Simon Cowell, and he looked scary, dude.
What, after the accident?
I don't know if it was after the accident or what, but he looked like his face had, like, I don't know what they did to it. He tried doing the Cardi B on him and got his fucking face fixed. I tried to, and it looks, they fucked it up big time.
He has a wet ass pussy.
Yeah, he does, I think. Dude, obviously he does. He broke his fucking back.
You
pussy.
Better not name
an
this
electric episode. Bike.
You better not name this episode WAP.
No, please don't.
WAP.
WAP-tober.
Fuck.
All right, well.
Might as well get into some music, but we also, I have like a bunch of, not a bunch of music news, but I have some music news.
All right, we'll talk about it. You want to talk about in between songs?
Yeah, hit them with a song quick.
All right, we'll go Kool G Rap, Real Life.
You're talking about sex traffic.
No. Baby.
Just want to throw my beats out on the street of 6 feet, baby. Watch yourself, kid, the jakes be deepin' on the creep now. Wanna throw my gun to South State and do a long biz. Real kid. We stay reppin' for Queens, here for Red Bay. Yo, I only rock with family. Plot planning niggas to cop the cannons. Run with the eyes jamming niggas. Do a whole bit in the box standing. 8 niggas that's quick to hop in the vanin. Cock locks and put the drop on top of the whole block gambling. Turn it to nice landing. Gunshots got them scrambling. Leaving 4 cops to examine. The streets are frigid, so I speak it vivid. Sleep with it, love it, and live it. If you want one of these slugs, I'ma give it. And pop it till you drop liquid. Your days are numbered out, get dropping the digits. Bodies get sent to the chop shop like civics. All for popping up on the wrong blocks to visit. The wrong spot to risk it. Nothing but hollow tops and a biscuit. Can helicopter lift it out your hot lizards. Keep it far from the child shit. 40 cal spit, running with wild flicks. Dead you would beat the murder trial shit. 12 valve whips, the strip is scorching. Flooded with drug enforcement, lawmen stripping your fortune. Shorties are like the Statue of Liberty. They stay living the torch in office. Split the fifth off, then mad chicks get abortions. Weak ones, they stiffen the coffin. Federal stakeouts, spots curated. Shots get traded, coming to lock everything rock related. Keeping the cell blocks overly populated. Incarcerated, scar faces intoxicated. Dead eyes get operated, some get chopped and faded. Leaving a bleeding need for medical aid. From sharp metal relay, when shit get hot, it's hard to settle the blaze. The ghetto we praise, hey, yo, the life you hold is locked as the dice you roll. Be careful, kid, these streets is ice cold. The thirsty ones out, working the night patrol for the price of gold. In the story of a life you told, nigga, simple and plain. The life you hold is locked as the dice you roll. Be careful, kid, these streets is ice cold. The thirsty
runs out, working the night patrol for the price of gold. And the story of a life gets told, nigga.
Yo, how many make it out? It's one in a million. Scared to death, cause one of your children just might be the next one that gets stressed in front of the building. Thumbing out, pulling guns out, running with villains, living in pain. Kid in the street game, trapped in these blocks where the heat flame. But niggas reach for they thing, speak slang, chop your grill until the meat hang. Busting the gas, running the deep games. Look out for the cheap things to set you up. Invite you to the crib to wet you up. Lift your necklace up, bringing the clip to lift and mess you up. Smith and West you up, never press your luck. Be prepared to bust, how many you dare to trust? Keep your friends close and enemies closer. I pour double shots, serving me the toast. And friendly ghost until the game of yours. Send some guineas to roast it. If they can't approach it, send me the semi toasters. Give them the Kennedy doses, 50 in your boulder. Life is about bending them slimmies over. Plenty minis and rovers, half naked women for Lemmy chauffeurs. Crib with the Fendi sofas, black Cosa Nostra. Crack Jehovah, stacking like Sosa. Tell them suits with Gucci penny loafers. Mac 10s and holsters for rats and vultures. Having DT's package of cultures. The raps of Volga, blow their backs of Cobras. Run with the cat exploders, gunslingers. Corners of slum hangers, the brick of tongue bringers and slingers. Keep one in the chamber, baby.
Ayo, the life you hold is locked after dice you roll. Be careful, kid, these streets is ice cold. The thirsty ones out, working the night patrol.
That's a fucking banger.
That's a banger.
That is a banging track. I like that one a lot.
Who was it, Jess?
Cool G Rap, Real Life.
Oh, shit, Lil Cool G.
Lil Cool G. So what do you want to say, Chuck? What do you got from some news? Let's hear it. Let's get into the news.
So obviously you heard about the verses between, I forgot who it was, Rakim and, who was it, Jess? Rakim?
Big Daddy Kane.
Huh?
Yeah. Big Daddy Kane, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I think Rakim would rip him a new one.
Yeah, but I'd still like to see it. That'd be dope. That'd be a dope old
school. Oh, I would absolutely love to see
it. Did you see any of the 2 Chainz Rick Ross one?
I did watch it. Did you see Rick Ross just getting like his back rubbed and
shit?
Dude,
getting his back rubbed with his fucking champagne. And dude, he
dude, it was, well, I guess 2 Chainz was like pissed about it.
Huh?
2 Chainz was like pissed about it because he was like kind of like punking him off, I guess. He was like, what the fuck, dude?
Really? The girl was wearing a mask.
Yeah, I know. They got no mask on. She's out there rubbing them with no mask. Yeah, with the mask on, I don't understand.
Actually, speaking of Rick Ross has made a business offer to 50 Cent of a longtime beef. He wants to use the BMF song for the Black Mafia show that 50 Cent's making on Stars. And he said, as long as you put my champagne and my chicken wings in the show, you can have this song.
So did he accept?
I don't know. Probably not. He ain't gonna fucking accept that. They like hate each other. That's like a not. Like that might even be worse than the Game and him, because they really do not like each other. I feel like the Game and him was like a stage thing. Now as I'm getting older.
Yeah, I feel you.
Also this Friday you have Dave East's Karma 3 coming. Definitely something to check out. And rumored that a new Nas album's coming out in the next few weeks, totally produced by Hit-Boy.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be only built for Cuban Links 3, too.
Yeah, I've seen that. That was dropped with last week was, the 25th anniversary or 20th anniversary of Only Built for Cuban Links?
Yeah, something like that. It was something crazy. I think 25, actually. That's crazy.
Yeah, the purple tape and shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, only the real ones know, man.
Yeah. Where the hell did you go?
I don't know where I went. Fuck. I don't have a... Oh, I think I'm back. Am I back?
I don't see you. Not yet. You're not back.
Man. We're right there.
Wait. I can't see you. I mean, I'm still recording. If you are still recording, I can hear you.
Oh, here. Oh, 1 second. I got to figure it out. What's up, dude?
There he is. All right. Well, you want to get another song?
Yeah, hit another song.
Well, this will be your song. This is Conway the Machine featuring Method Man, Lemon.
Lemon.
Yeah, yeah. Look, play my position in the kitchen, I'm working. Whip it, bag of half and 50s, hit the strip and I serve it. If it's an issue, trust, I'm coming to get with you in person. With the extender throwing at you till I flip your Suburban. All my business is flourished, I'm on my way to my yacht. I put a 6 on the dock like Julius Erving. Damn, I know my nigga's sisters is hurting. He caught new case, but got his sentences concurrent. That ain't get him discouraged. Got another homie in prison for murder. He would let his gun clap and fire at anyone that would try. Watching this baby mother's cry, I got numb, I can't lie. His mama ain't shed a tear, she know that car. hung with his lies, thought about it. His kids was young when son got the time. Won't see his daughter graduate, can't teach his son how to drive. Not to see where I get this ambition from and his drive. The machine, I'm iller than anyone that's alive. Look, bought the Benz truck and the Maybach with no license. Straight from dealership, not from the auction with the low prices. A long way from selling white and running from the police. You niggas know who flow nicest. Raised the ball at coke prices. Fronted the homie, caught a joint, he stopped answering. Been my nigga since grammar school, I don't know how to handle it. Flea said, you leave them knots in your chest, they gon' turn to cancer then. In other words, he's saying, don't let it slide, you gotta handle it. Nigga, lemon squeeze, lemon squeeze. Lemon squeeze, lemon squeeze. Don't tell my nigga stay safe, tell him to stay dangerous. Auntie hit that stem, almost fainted. Fiends love me in every ghetto, nigga, I'm famous. Had some young boys pull up, do you heinous? Lemon squeeze, lemon squeeze. Lemon squeeze, lemon squeeze. Capone and Noriega watching CNN. Black whip, black tents, y'all ain't seeing that. It's kind of mess, spread the word, boy, you're seeing them. No seeing them, these rappers in the scope, you're never seeing them. Killer bees back in the building with machine in them. We creaming them with pockets of dirty money, I'm clean again. Ain't got to tell you I'm dope, just stick the needle in. The goose is all quite big enough to fit this eagle in. Tis the season in, why ask why? I has my reasons in. My birds don't need no seasoning, FOD in this evening. Now ask yourself, is that really air that you're breathing in? I think outside the box, did I find a box I can keep them in? Or just leave it then, like the bouncer won't let your people in. People said they want that old map, well this the prequel then. I get medieval, some people won't make the prequel then. Leave them in the fetal position, F it, I'm leaving then. I use the system, you cowards use euphemisms. Women call me super daddy, my powers is supervision. Who gave you permission to speak, to learn you listen, learn to listen to a different MC. You learn the difference. In addition, if you're missing MC, sign this petition, get a fraction of that faction subtracted by my division. I'm a boss, so that means I make decisions slash villain. I will kill an MC to make a living, yeah.
Whoa, Method Man ripped that.
That was a long verse for him, I feel. That was probably longer than... That was probably longer than the whole Rockwilder song.
Yeah. I feel like it was maybe not that long. I think it was just, it was slow for him.
I like that Conway went and got Meth to do his first single off his debut. That's dope.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I hope these guys get like more dudes like that, that they're gonna, you know what I mean? Like if they go classic with it. Imagine if they got CNN, nobody be CNN.
They're gonna get Capone and Noriega next.
Capone and Noriega. Blank on the food, blank on the run, eating.
Yeah.
Put right, the bogey out in your face.
Throwback. Hmm?
Put the bogey out in your face. Now your face lays like ashtray face.
Ashtray face.
Fuck. What do we got for a throwback?
It's like a throwback, I guess. I don't know, what would you call this? This is your song, Chuck. I don't know. Maybe a little R&B-ish at the same time.
It's a throwback R&B, but this is like, so Mike Jones came out and like people forgot. He had a dope first album, but his second album, this song came out, and it was kind of slept on, but I think it still like did very well, but I just used to love this jam, rolling around on a summer night with the windows down.
This is the only song I ever liked by
Girl, I gotta be next to you.
Well played, Chuck.
Girl, I gotta be next to you.
I'm waiting, anticipating.
My time. Cause I gotta be next to you.
And I'm wanting you cause you got me. Boy, you got me.
Cause I gotta be next to you. Hey, baby, you on my mind. Long as we spend the time, girl, cause
I gotta be next to you.
Trippin' about the limelight. But when I'm with my shouty, she keep my mind right. When we up in the mall, she fill up shopping bags. She love the poppy tag, she love to drive the Jag. Whenever we alone, she throw away my phone. Cause she don't want no interruption while we going strong. My baby, don't be on that bullshit. My baby, know I keep a full clip. That's why I let her high side in 745. That's why I take pride when I slide up in the thigh. My baby, true, you know she hold me down. So when I get some time, I spend it with her now, yeah.
I'm waiting, anticipating.
My time.
For you, baby.
Cause I gotta be next to you.
about the money, she know daddy gotta go. She know if it's about the paper, then paper I'm gon' get. Bring it back to the crib, then paper we gon' split. She understand what I do, she trust me and keep it true. Even though I leave her lonely, she know that I love her too. While I'm hot, I gotta get it, gotta stay on the grind. And she already know when I'm home, she take all my time. I love to cut her love, hey. Love to make her blood, hey. Girl, I can't get enough, cause I gotta be next to you. Love to cut her love, hey. Love to make her blood, hey. Girl, I can't get enough, cause I gotta be next to you.
I'm waiting, anticipating for you, baby.
Cause I gotta be next to you. Me smile when I find that shout is more than a friend. That's why I ride with her to the end. Yeah,
I'm waiting, anticipating for you, baby.
Cause I gotta be next to you.
Banger.
I mean, yeah, it is a banger. Do you know who the girl is singing?
Not a clue.
Nay, nay.
No, not
that was literally the only song of his I liked. I was never a fan of those guys. Mike Jones, Paul Wall. Recently, I think Paul Wall's gotten better.
I love Paul Wall. Always have.
Only one that I liked of his was, what was it, Swinging in the Rain?
Donnie, who are you a fan of, you know?
I never really liked that, like, down south. Donnie's so like... Who's the other one that was, obviously, you know,
Slim Thug?
Of, you know, I like guys. Huh?
I said Slim Thug.
Oh, Slim Thug, yeah, no.
T.I.?
Nah, for me. I like T.I.
Bun B.
This is a little something from the South. This is Bun B with Scotty ATL. Hold it down, not hold. There's no G, only H-O-L. Hold it,
I know my haters want to see me dead. First minute for the fam, making dead prints. For the fam, it's on me, I'm going to hold it down. Doing well, no, my haters wanna see me dead. I put bread over bitches, I'm gon' hold it down. First million for the fam, we ain't never scared. Scared money don't make money, my interior red. We in LA blowing Doja, I ain't wanna jet. Mr. Flight called another lot of sweat, I bled. Car note on my feet, don't play me like I'm normal. I'm unique and Monique, boy. Friend keep dissing, but it sneak every week. I'm making big flips, got to dig it like it's cleats. I got kids, I need choke. I ain't playing with you freaks, trap. Wham, that's gonna make that money kind of jam. Them niggas left me, I was down on my ass. Never forget it. Watch your fam in Atlanta, you might get scammed. Real shit, get in and get rich, get out. I'm screaming free tags. For the fam, it's on me, I'm gonna hold it down. Doing well, no, my haters wanna see me dead. I put bread over bitches, I'm gonna hold it down. First million for the fam, making dead prayers. For the fam, it's on me, I'm gon' hold it down. Doing well, no, my haters wanna see me dead. I put bread over bitches, I'm gon' hold it down. First million for the fam with it.
Posted up at the crib, twisted up a backwood. Thinking of a plan to keep my family and my stack good. I'm triple OG status, one of the last left to do it. Being trill ain't easy, got to put some effort to it. I got some haters and some ops, but I don't worry.
I don't worry.
I spend the block and let them have it, watch them scurry.
Watch them scurry.
Cause you won't like it when I pull up real close to you and give you your motherfucking issue like I'm supposed to do. I try to keep it cool, calm, and collected. But if I start feeling disrespected, shit'll get hectic. And you don't wanna see the OG in overdrive. I put a few holes in you that's oversized. Show you right.
Free tags for the fam, it's on me, I'm gon' hold it down. Doing well, no, my haters wanna see me dead. I put bread over bitches, I'm gon' hold it down. First million for the fam, making dead prayers. For the fam, it's on me, I'm gon' hold it down. Doing well, no, my haters wanna see me dead. I put bread over bitches, I'm gon' hold it down. First million for the fam with it. I'm gon' hold it down.
Not too bad.
I like that. I love Bun B.
That was a banger. They wanna see
me. I got one left, so I don't know. Wrap it up.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning in this week to the 52nd episode and pretty much our year anniversary from when we started. So I hope you enjoy everything. and I hope we keep getting better. I'm Chuck.
I'm Don.
And I'm Jesse, and this is Classified. Pick your poison.
Chasing a dragon till I get it, I know it well. We go day and day, oh, living this like it's show and tell. Adrenaline pumping, accelerating through these late nights. Addicted to the rush that keeps us up in this insane life. Red lipstick, broken wine glass. Drink away the pain and blackout time lapse. Do it all again, get your lights up. Let them know you're well known. A prisoner to our cell phone. That's why we call them cell phones. It's funny, ain't it? Obsessed with success, flying high from sugarcane. Fast food burger chain, can't break the routine. Leg day, filling up on protein and poutine. They say, get it done by all means, we all fiends. Pick your crutch, living in this big world on small screens. Sip your cup and play your odds. Put your dollar in the slot machine, scrub it till the pot is clean. Pick your poison, what's your addiction, huh?
It's just another word.
Yeah. Never catch a dragon, that's what they say. Sharpen mall surface, spending everything on payday. We crave what we can't have, puffing up the lips. Try to customize the tits, put some on side them hips. This is drama-filled nights, lost in old habits. More than just dope addicts, don't tell me it don't happen, no. My grandmother never missed a soap opera. Never saw a drink, but could always bum a smoke off her. What used to feel like a reward, now it's feeling like the norm. Got me feeling self-absorbed, we just looking for that payoff, man. Feel like we're missing something if we take a single day off, man. So every night we on one, binge watch until it's all spun. Can't leave the office till the job's done. They say addiction is a sickness that keeps us dependent. Or maybe it's just human nature and we're all affected. I guess
it's just another word, getting old.
Yeah,
nothing on you.
I guess
now,
it's
love.